CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Japan's Coast Guard has found a person and debris in the ocean where a U.S. military Osprey crashed overnight. Cause unknown, as well as the fate of the other seven people on board the aircraft, happened near Yakushima, an island off the southern mainland. Today is the day a temporary ceasefire was supposed to end in the Middle East.
The White House is hopeful Israel and Hamas will extend the truce to free more hostages. The CIA director has been holding high-level talks in the region. Nearly 2 million people have been displaced in Gaza, and once the fighting resumes, the U.S. is warning Israel to fight in a more targeted way to avoid displacing even more Palestinians.
ABC's Justin Finch. Rosalynn Carter will receive her final farewells today in the same small town where she was born, where she and her husband Jimmy lived for decades. The former First Lady will have a private funeral and burial in Plains, Georgia today. This is ABC News. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis squares off against Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom tomorrow night in a one-on-one debate. They're expected to face off on a variety of issues without a live audience. In South Carolina, disgraced lawyer and convicted killer Alex Murdaugh faced his victims in court Tuesday as he was sentenced to 27 years for financial crimes. He's already serving life without parole for the murder of his wife and son.
Alex Murdaugh was accused of stealing nearly $12 million from his law firm, his clients, and even his friends. The family of Murdaugh's former housekeeper, who died after falling at his home, also spoke. Prosecutors say Murdaugh collected millions in insurance settlements after she fell, but never told her family about the money.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Actor Jonathan Majors goes on trial today in a domestic violence case in New York. If convicted, he faces up to a year behind bars. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, December 6th at 1 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a Christmas sing-along and crafts featuring things such as straw angel ornaments and beautiful iris folding cards. The cost for crafting is $5, and please RSVP by calling 715-339-7282 or emailing fofs@pctznet.net. Crafting kits are limited, so please reserve your spot today.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Heat went at it back and forth in the final minute. Milwaukee pulled away with the win, 131-124. Chris Middleton got hot down the stretch and talked about the team headed to the NBA's in-season tournament in Las Vegas.
It was good. Completed the task of, you know, getting to Vegas. Now we got to do a little bit more. You know, we're hungry for it. We won it. It's exciting times for us to go to Vegas for the first, you know, in-season tournament. So we're happy about that.
College football, after 3 years, Braylon Allen has played his last regular season game for the Badgers. Allen announcing he's decided to become eligible for the NFL draft. He's from Fond du Lac and converted from linebacker to running back, and was asked about his 2-touchdown performance last weekend against Minnesota.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well. Definitely could have done more, do my job well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures working up into the mid-30s. Winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine with lower 30s for high temperatures. And into the day on Friday, a good deal of sunshine, high of 31 degrees. Still looking to stay dry, but cloudy conditions for your Saturday up to 32. Then for Sunday, chance for some snow showers, a high of 34 degrees. Monday, slight chance for snow, low 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 17 degrees.
Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right,
voodoo scene?
This is Eric Church.
Notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
I've always been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars. No such thing's gone too far. I'm running.
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
just one of those girls that peaked in high school.
Fabulous. Megan Maroney, it's called I'm Not Pretty at 98Q Country. You do look fabulous. 24 minutes after 6 o'clock, we've got 15. We're ready for some, a little bit of warmer weather. That was a couple of cool days we had there. And again, just preparation for what Mother Nature has ahead for us in January, February, probably. Temperatures will rise. I say the temperatures shall rise into the 30s for the foreseeable future. Maybe even some upper 30s over the next 7 to 10 days. It's just a consistent stretch of a 3 as the first digit in the high temp and then varying numbers after that. And usually when we get warmer weather in the later fall, winter months, it usually involves precipitation, but it really doesn't look like we're going to get much precipitation at all. Low clouds today and then perhaps some sunshine. Well, that leaves a lot to be, you know, translated there. Perhaps some sunshine, not as cold again. And those winds will be west to southwest today, 5 to 15, maybe gusting a little higher than that at times. We give you news and sports updates twice an hour, so let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Japan's Coast Guard has found a person and debris in the ocean where a U.S. military Osprey crashed overnight. Cause unknown, as well as the fate of the other 7 people on board the aircraft, happened near Yakushima, an island off the southern mainland. Today is the day a temporary ceasefire was supposed to end in the Middle East.
The White House is hopeful Israel and Hamas will extend the truce to free more hostages. The CIA director has been holding high-level talks in the region. Nearly 2 million people have been displaced in Gaza, and once the fighting resumes, the U.S. is warning Israel to fight in a more targeted way to avoid displacing even more Palestinians.
ABC's Justin Finch. Rosalind Carter will receive her final farewells today in the same small town where she was born, where she and her husband Jimmy lived for decades. The former First Lady will have a private funeral and burial in Plains, Georgia today. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill that would automatically update parents on what their child has checked out from the library got a public hearing today. Under the Republican-authored bill, all books checked out in either a public library or school library would be sent to parents. Emily Dittmar is with the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association and a school librarian in Muskego.
With school libraries so understaffed, dedicating so much time to administrative tasks, takes the certified librarians away from student interactions.
Dittmar adds that students' checkout history is already available to parents by request. People in Wisconsin feeling generous this time of year are urged to be careful when donating to charity. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction at the American Legion Hall and on 98.3. To bid, call 715-762-3032 or stop in. You can also check the Park Falls Lions Club online at eclubhouse.org, and items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction. All proceeds go to supporting the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers losing their top running back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Braylon Allen was recruited out of Fond du Lac in Wisconsin as a linebacker, and after three seasons with the Badgers at running back, he's now declared himself ready for the NFL draft. Allen talked about the past year in Madison.
The amount of stuff that this team has been through, this group, just finding a way to stick together and come together, you know, in the big moments when we needed to. I think that says a lot about us, the culture that we have, and the brotherhood that we share in our locker room.
NFL, the Packers are shorthanded at tight end with injuries to Josiah DeGora and Luke Musgrave, so they have signed Joel Wilson, a rookie tight end out of Central Michigan who had been with the Bills. NBA, the Bucks went at it back and forth against the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee got the win, 131-124. Giannis with 33. Damian Lillard had 32. Pat Connaughton went down hard in the first half, twisting his ankle. Adrian Griffin.
They're going to evaluate him in the morning. That's all I was told right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures working up into the mid-30s. Winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine with lower 30s for high temperatures. And into the day on Friday, a good deal of sunshine, high of 31 degrees. Still looking to stay dry, but cloudy conditions for your Saturday up to 32. Then for Sunday, chance for some snow showers, a high of 34 degrees. Monday, slight chance for snow, low 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 17 degrees.
Q Country.
Kiss your lips.
98QCountry.com.
Yeah.
Stevie Barrett and Glory Days at 98Q Country. Much warmer 30s for the foreseeable future. Still a little bit cool out there this morning. Temperatures lingering right around the 10 mark or so, but I think you'll like the day by the time it's said and done. Maybe not a whole lot of sunshine, but still not too shabby. We're already actually at 14 degrees. Had quite a few local ball games last night, boys and girls hoops and hockey. We'll tell you about that coming up during our 7 o'clock news. We give you news and sports updates twice an hour now through the morning show, up through 9 o'clock, 6, 7, 8, 8 o'clock hours. Reality Radio today, we have a few local guests. I saw a few things jotted on the calendar, so we'll talk about some area events going on. There's a lot of holiday events this weekend and next weekend especially. So we'll talk a little bit about that, see if we can convince Austin to come talk with us on the mic a little bit, and see what else happens. Reality Radio comes up after 8 o'clock here this morning.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
It's the holiday friends and family sale at JCPenney, and you're invited. Everyone can take home something extra with their 30% off coupon. That's on top of already great savings across the store, like 50% off essentials to deck your halls and home, and up to 40% off Liz Claiborne, perfect for any get-together. Or use your coupon to save an extra 30% store-wide. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles. Store-wide coupon ends 12/3. Liz event ends 12/6. Home sale ends 12/17. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures working up into the mid-30s. Winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine with lower 30s for high temperatures. And into the day on Friday, a good deal of sunshine, high of 31 degrees. Still looking to stay dry, but cloudy conditions for your Saturday up to 32. Then for Sunday, chance for some snow showers, a high of 34 degrees. Monday, slight chance for snow, low 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 16.
I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Nate Smith.
You set my world on fire.
Dylan Scott.
Just the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind, I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short. We'll be right back.
14 on our way to the 30s today, maybe 37 or so today. A little bit breezy, but not too bad. Not too bad. Should be a nice day. There's a couple of cool mornings we had. We had below zero. I saw some of your social media postings. -1, -2 yesterday morning. So not going to happen here for a while again. Those high temps, boy, I mean, again, I look out 7-10 days, all in the 30s. All in the 30s, lows in the teens or so. So we'll get a little bit of, you know, pond and freezing weather going on for the lakes and creeks and stuff like that overnight. But, you know, daytime highs, not so much, not so much. We will get to all of our news. High school sports, quite a few area basketball games last night. We'll see how our area teams are doing here in their first couple contests of the season. But right now, some words of wisdom to get this Wednesday, the 29th day of November, off and moving. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Married couples often think of their relationship in terms of who's right and who's wrong. But sometimes it's all in how you see it. My wife and I are completely different. Drop by our house on Saturday morning and you'll see what I mean. Jean's degree is in biochemistry. It's all about black and white concepts. Not only is she smart, but she naturally thinks in terms of precision. So when she makes pancakes and the recipe calls for 1 cup of flour, she'll measure exactly 1 cup. She'll even use a knife to scrape over the top to get rid of the excess, to get the perfect amount. How do I make pancakes? Well, let's just say I'm more of a free spirit. To me, scraping away excess flour is a complete waste of time. I just throw the ingredients together in a bowl, and before long, it mixes. My measurements are usually close enough to make the recipe work. Whose method is right, and who's wrong? That's just it. There is no right or wrong or good or bad when it comes to our personalities. These are simply traits that are unique to each of us. But it's good to be aware that marital disagreements usually happen because of differences in perception. Husbands and wives will almost always see circumstances differently, and that's okay. This is why mutual understanding is so important. Take time to see through your spouse's eyes. You might discover something that will help you avoid conflict altogether. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
The holidays come but once a year, and Masterforce is here to spread some cheer with drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power toolkits, Menards has the value and savings. Of course, shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. For great deals on Masterforce, be an early bird, because these savings end December 3rd.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13. Engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap but easy to give. Give them a steal. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $40 on the HSA 45 battery-powered hedge trimmer. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. Now $99.99 was $139.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures working up into the mid-30s. Winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine with lower 30s for high temperatures. And into the day on Friday, a good deal of sunshine, high of 31 degrees. Still looking to stay dry, but cloudy conditions for your Saturday up to 32. Then for Sunday, chance for some snow showers, a high of 34 degrees. Monday, slight chance for snow, low 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 16.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is passing brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face and unafraid the plans that we made. Walking with a wonderland. Oh, let's go walking. He's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Tell the other kiddies, knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Well, your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Look at you walking. Come